basket. I didn't think I'd sit here today and say, well, if only the Badgers can get it under 20, but they have.
Yeah, it was 27-point lead, a 47-20 point, but the Badgers are trying to punch their way back into this thing. Come out with Davis, Gilmore, Wall, Asijan, and McGee. It'll be Ohio State ball with 22 on the shot clock, 11:49 on the game clock. Likely, Brown, McNeil, Sensible, and Fortin, the five on the floor for the Buckeyes. Inbounds pass to McNeil. McNeil outside the center circle, now between the rings, hands off to Thornton with 15 to shoot. Thornton sends to Sensabaugh, right point. Gets it to Likely at the top of the key. Likely against Jordan Davis. He isolates him on the right to the rim. Blocked by Davis. Comes down to McNeil. Left corner three on the way is good. Sean McNeil with a triple. 53-33. Ohio State with 11:23 remaining. This is an unfortunate turn for Wisconsin. There's a seizure between the circles. Feed Wall at the left point. Wall against Sensabaugh. Wall on the dribble. Mid post left turn. Shoots. Rolls off no good. Rebound. Sensabaugh for Ohio State. Out the Likely. Feeds McNeil off the right wing to the rim. Uncontested layup is good. Ohio State with a hard answer coming out of that timeout. Five quick points. 55-33 the Buckeyes. McGee throwing to Gilmore, feeds Jordan Davis. Jordan out front, left hand dribble, left elbow, throws to Asijan. Three in the air, left side, off the rim, no good. Wall, the rebound back up, no, and a foul called inside. And I think they're going to get Thornton for the foul. That'll be his second. Badgers have hit just 1-3. That was Jordan Davis a couple minutes ago. 1 of 13 from the three-point line. Thornton called for that foul. Tyler Wall will shoot two. 21 of his last 29 at the foul line over eight games. 72%. First free throw is good.
He was huge in Minnesota, wasn't he? 5 of 5 from the stripe.
Started really well at the foul line and then struggled mightily and has picked it back up. Suing in, Likely out. 10:43 to play, 55-34. Ohio State leads Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Wall. He has 7 points tonight. Second free throw is short. Rebound suing for the Buckeyes. 10:40 remaining. 55-34 Ohio State. Suing brings it up against Carter Gilmore. Suing on the right side. Down the lane. Works into the paint against Gilmore. Suing still working him. One pump. Kicks it out to Thornton to the free throw line. Pull up jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound into the hands of Carter Gilmore. And here comes Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. McGee to the line. McGee drives low on the right. Wild shot. Hard off the glass. Comes down a Wall. Low on the left. Back up and in. Shoot it hard enough. It'll pinball around. And Tyler Wall was there. 55-36 Ohio State. 10 minutes remaining. Just suing to the front court. Suing bounces the Thornton edge of the center circle against Kamari McGee. Bruce Thornton gets a screen from Sensabaugh. McGee works over it. Thornton on the left-hand dribble. Gets a screen again from Brown. Thornton left foul line extended. Defense Sensabaugh with a shot clock at 6. Sensabaugh off the left wing. Lost it off his foot. And McGee trying to dig it out of there. They get a held ball. Arrow Ohio State with 1.7 on the shot clock.
No one's given Wisconsin a spark here in the second half for this little mini surge. Jordan Davis.
A little bit. Hey, Kamari. 1.7 on the shot clock, 9:36 on the game clock. Buckeyes inbounding, Thornton baseline left. Thornton looking, and still looking. Gets it out to McNeil, leans in, three in the air. It is in and out, no good. Rebound Carter Gilmore. 9:30 to play, Badgers down 19. Here's McGee. Turns it out to Gilmore. Carter Gilmore bounces the Wall. Quick turn baseline. Low on the right. Wall against Suing. Wall up and under. Yes, it counts. And a foul. And one for Tyler Wall. It's 55-38 Ohio State with 9:17 to play.
At times it's almost like Tyler Wall against five, isn't it? He's going to attack and he's going to challenge. That time he cleared out some space with his elbow and made the basket.
Foul is on Suing. That's his fourth. 55-38, the Buckeyes with 9:17 to play. Wall with 11 points, trying to complete the three-point play, and he does. Felix Okparo will come back in for the Buckeyes, and he'll replace Justice Suing. 9:17 remaining, 55-39 Ohio State. And the Badgers showing backcourt resistance. Sensiball looks, throws it into Likely. He's with Jordan Davis. Likely on the dribble, slips. Oh, they're going to get a foul called on Davis. Little contact there as Likely went to the floor. Jordan Davis picks up the foul. That's his second. Ooh, I don't know about that. Greg Gard getting a little explanation from official Brian Dorsey as Eugene Brown in the backcourt gets it into Sensiball against Max Klesman. Now a trap from Wall. Ball knocked out of bounds. And Ohio State keeps it. 9:10 to play, 55-39. Ohio State. Eugene Brown, sideline left. Floats it into the backcourt for Isaac Likely. Likely against Jordan Davis. Likely through the center circle, around a Sensiball screen. Klesman on the switch, Sensiball with it. 10-footer right of the lane, short, rebound. Jordan Davis for Wisconsin with 8:55 to play. Davis out front, throws to Gilmore at the top of the circle. Gilmore, right wing, into Wall, off the right block against Likely. Wall, pounding the dribble, turns baseline, pinned inside, tough shot, got it anyway. Two more for Wall, 55-41 Ohio State, 8:32 remaining in Chicago. And another timeout taken by the Buckeyes. They're getting a little closer, are the Badgers. 8 minutes, 31 seconds remaining. A 30-second timeout taken by Chris Holtman. 55-41, Ohio State leads Wisconsin.
Tyler Wall on his own run here. Add up the points. 8-point run by Tyler.
Seven? Yep. So Holtman now has one timeout available. Greg Gard has two. The Badgers have trailed by as many as 27 points in this game. They were down 47-20 with 15:31 to play. But now they're within 14. With 8:31 remaining. So, yeah, there is time. Roddy Gale will inbound in the backcourt in front of the Wisconsin bench. Gale looking into Isaac Likely, being harassed by Kamari McGee. Likely hits the brakes, gets it across the midstripe to McNeil. McNeil against Max Klesman, flips to Likely, bounce pass Sensiball against Jordan Davis. Now Okparo versus Gilmore. Okparo hands off to McNeil, disrupted backcourt by Klesman, picked up by McNeil with 8 to shoot. Now it's Gale, baseline left, and he lost it out of bounds. Got bothered by Wall on the left baseline. Turnover Ohio State.
Give some credit to Klesman, too, for knocking that ball free out in the court and scramble him in that offense.
8:05 to play, 55-41, Ohio State. Gilmore out front for the Badgers. Leaves it for Klesman. Max, right lane line driving, lost it out of bounds. It was bothered by Sensiball and a turnover for Wisconsin now at the under 8 media timeout. We'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 7:56 to play. Ohio State 55, Wisconsin 41. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Oh. Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
7 minutes, 56 seconds remaining at the United Center. Ohio State 55, Wisconsin 41. Mike, you're right. This run with Wisconsin, it's an eight-point run. I cheated, Tyler. It's an eight-point run, all courtesy of Tyler Wall.
Now, the key is Wisconsin had a 9-0 run. Timeout. Ohio State came out of the timeout with back-to-back baskets. McNeil, now it's 8-0 run. Can they get more stops here?
Badgers just turned it over before that media timeout. Roddy Gale will inbound. No one on him. Otherwise, there is backboard resistance. Gale looks and gets it into Isaac Likely against Jordan Davis. Single coverage in the backcourt. Likely across the line along the left sideline. Now they go to work. Likely left of the lane. A little bump from Thornton. And is Likely a bounce intended for Gale, stolen by Wall. Tyler up the floor. Right of the lane. And now he'll apply the break, starting to back on Roddy Gale. Wall mid-post right, feeds Davis, now to Klesman, off of a screen from Gilmore. Max baseline left, off to Gilly, turn down the three. Gilmore in the lane against Okpara, fades, flips, rolls off the right side iron, no good. Rebound Okpara, now Wall digs it out of there and gets a timeout. That is heart and hustle, the ultimate definition of it, from Tyler Wall to keep the possession alive. And the Badgers using a timeout. They had two, now they have one, with 7:17 to play.
As much as we've watched Tyler Wall, I'm not sure we've seen a more committed, a more intense, a more aggressive Wall than we've seen over the last 5 to 6 possessions.
Yeah, he's absolutely
unbelievable.
He's emptying the tank right now. You talk about putting a team on his shoulders. That's what he's doing.
And I wasn't exaggerating. He's taking him on like 1-5
yeah,
at times.
Yep. 7:17 to play, 19 on the shot clock, 55-41. Ohio State leads Wisconsin. Ohio State was begging Carter Gilmore to take that three-point try. He worked himself in the lane, missed the fadeaway.
Well, I said it earlier, if they can only get it under 20, or if they can only get it in single digits.
Yeah, if you can get it under 10 here in the next couple of minutes, the Badger fans are going to stir it up. McGee baseline right, looking to inbound, looking, finds Wall, right of the lane. Wall against Okpara. Now a double from Likely. Wall retreats to the right wing, throws to Davis. Jordan puts it on the deck, out to Klesman. Nine to shoot. Here's Wall, baseline right, again drawing the double team. Leans in, goes up, blocked by Okpara, into the hands of Bruce Thornton. Here comes Thornton up the floor for Ohio State. 6:55 to play, 55-41 the Buckeyes. And Thornton will set the floor for Chris Holtman's team. Bruce Thornton, right of the circle, takes the top of the key against Gilmore now on the switch. 10 to shoot. McNeil against Kamari McGee. Hands off to Gale. Shot clock at 5. Gale gives to Thornton. Thornton from the Okpara screen. 3 in the air. Thornton, back rim no good. Rebound Wall. 6:30 to play. Badgers still down 14. Tyler Wall, who has 14 points, has the basketball right of the lane against McNeil, and he got fouled by McNeil, and that will send Wall to the line for a 1-1. That's the first personal on McNeil, but the seventh foul on Ohio State.
You can't blame Wall for driving the ball on McNeil. He's got the advantage physically. Draws the foul.
Likely and Gale sit down. Sensible and suing on the floor with Okpara, McNeil, and Thornton. Tyler Wall with 14 points. He's 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Gets a 1-1 here. And the front end is on the way, and it's no good. The rebound is suing for Ohio State. Everything magnified right now as the Badgers trying to pull this miraculous comeback. Here is Thornton front court, right side against Kamari McGee. Thornton throws to McNeil at the right point. McNeil a bounce for Sensible. Off the right block against Max Klesman. Sensible fades, flips, off the rim, no. Rebound tipped in the air, and it's pulled down by Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. 5:57 to play. McGee to the front court of the right side. Somebody's got to help Tyler Wall here. McGee will try. Foul line jumper, no good. Rebound Thornton for the Buckeyes with 5:45 to play. 55-41. Ohio State is Sejan and Hepburn ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Justice suing at the edge of the center circle, throwing to Sensible at the right point. A flip to Okpara, top of the circle. Okpara hands off to Thornton. Got bothered by McGee, reaching in, knocking it away. Thornton gets it back. Little double team help from Gilmore. Now Thornton left of the circle, 4 to shoot. Thornton off the Okpara screen, and he got fouled by Gilmore on the switch. That's 2 on Carter with the shot clock winding down. That's team foul number 6 against Wisconsin. Is Sejan and Hepburn coming back in. McGee and Davis will sit down.
They really played well,
yeah,
Davis and McGee.
They've given their team a chance to have a chance. 5:22 to play, 55-41, Ohio State. 20 on the shot clock, inbounds pass to Thornton, hands off to Sensible against Klesman. Sensible and an illegal screen on that dribble handoff as Sensible rocked the world of Tyler Wall. Team control, non-shooting, second foul on Sensible, 5:17 remaining, 55-41, Ohio State.
They've had a couple of empty possessions. You can't afford that now. I'm trying to make this comeback.
Here comes Chucky Hepburn up the middle front court for Wisconsin. Hepburn to the right side, throws to Gilmore, top of the circle. Gilmore flips the Wall, left of the lane. Wall against Okpara. Wall still pounding the dribble. Tyler in the paint, still backing. One pump, goes up right hand, blocked out of bounds by Okpara. 13 to shoot, 5 minutes to play. 55-41 Buckeyes.
Got a lot of length, great wingspan. Had 35 blocks coming into the game, Okpara.
Hepburn baseline right will inbound. Chucky for the quick hitter, not available with Wall. It goes out to Gilmore, high on the right. Hands it back to Hepburn. Chucky at the top of the circle. Hepburn to the free throw line. Throws to a siege in left corner. 3 in the air. It's off the rim and out. No good. Rebound Felix Okpara for Ohio State. Knocked away by Gilmore and out of bounds. 4:47 remaining. 55-41 Ohio State. Both teams on scoring droughts right now. Steven Crowell in for Carter Gilmore. Ohio State last scored at 11:01 to play in the game. Here's the inbounds pass to McNeil. McNeil a lead feed to Suing, left sideline to the front court. Got over 6 minutes here for the Buckeyes, but they also have a 14-point lead still. Suing on the left wing, a screen from Thornton. Suing against Wall. Suing backs, fades, flips, and hits, and the drought is over. 57-41, Ohio State with 4:20 remaining. Hepburn kills the dribble on the right wing. He'll throw to Crowell, hands it back to Chucky on the right side. Feeds Crowell now at the top of the circle. Now throws to Wall, left of the lane. Wall against Suing. Wall backing. Tyler in the lane. Still backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand, good. Two more for Tyler Wall. He has 16, 57-43 Ohio State. 3:57 remaining. Presses on. McNeil throws to Thornton. Thornton against Chucky Hepburn in the backcourt. Thornton still on the dribble. He got fouled by Hepburn. That'll send Thornton to the line for a 1-1 where he's a 78% free throw shooter. Looks like a foul on Hepburn as we have the under four media timeout. Now Badgers running out of time. They are fighting like crazy to get back into the game, but a lot of work still to be done from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:50 to play. Ohio State 57, Wisconsin 43. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Trying to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, and Tyler Wall has been putting his team on his shoulders, really both ends, especially the offensive end. He has 16 points and 9 rebounds here in the game. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Mike, as you mentioned, though, Kamari McGee and Jordan Davis also doing what they can to get a little spark going here.
They really did. They played just tenacious defense to kind of get those stops the Badgers needed to crawl back into this game. But once they got it to minus 14, had a few possessions where they couldn't get it under 14.
Yep.
Ohio State still wasn't scoring. There was about 8-plus minutes left, and they just couldn't get under 14.
3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. 57-43, Ohio State. And Bruce Thornton, 15 points. We had 13 in the first half. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. There's shots coming in this second half. This is a 1-1 for Thornton here, and he missed the front end. The rebound to Connor Esegin. And Esegin up the floor, flips it to Chucky Hepburn. And the Badgers down 14. Get it going with 3:40 to play. Steven Crowd right wing. Sends to Wall. Turns to Hepburn. Refeeds Wall. Now Esegin, open look for three. Right side. It rattles in. Finally, Connor Esegin gets a friendly bounce. 57-46, Ohio State. 3.5 minutes remaining. Quick stop, quick bucket. Maybe they're in business. Here's Thornton right of the center circle. Now picked up by Max Klesman. Shot clock at 15. Thornton on the dribble. Knocked away, but a foul called on Klesman with 3:13 to play and a 1-1 coming up. For Bruce Thornton, 3:13 remaining, 57-46, Ohio State. Thornton missed the front end of a 1-1 a moment ago. Both teams with 8 fouls now. Thornton, a 78% free throw shooter, front end on the way, and that's no good. Rebound, Esegin went to the floor and got the pass away in time to Hepburn. And now a chance to make it a single-digit game. Hepburn at the top. He'll throw to Crowell, left of the circle. Bounces to Wall, left of the lane against Suing. Wall, Suing goes down, nothing called. Ball pinballed out of bounds. Last touch by Ohio State. When you go down, guys, like you've been punched, but they're not calling flops here tonight, so I think you just gotta understand that. 15 to shoot, 2:57 to play. Hepburn baseline right, will inbound. Chucky into Crowd. Now it's Wall right of the circle. Wall feeds Hepburn, three in the air, right quarter. He hit it. Hepburn a triple, and it's 57-49, Ohio State. 2:45 remaining. Bruce Thornton across the midstripe against Klesman. Klesman trying to bother Thornton. A throw to Suing high on the left. Feeds Gale between the circles.
Now Sensabaugh, right point. Sensabaugh in the lane. Knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin with 11 to shoot. 2:32 remaining. 57-49 Ohio State.
Rule of thumb in college basketball, if you're trailing by a sizable margin, just hack.
Yeah.
Because normally they don't, right? They don't
Exactly. McNeil in, Gale out. 11 on the shot clock, 2:32 in the game clock. Thornton baseline, rival inbound, looking. He looks into McNeil, right wing. McNeil dribbles off the wing, fades, flips right elbow, short. Rebound Crowd tips to Hepburn. 2:25 to play. Badgers down 8. Here comes Chucky, left sideline to the front court. High screen Wall. Hepburn throws to Wall, left side, 3 on the way, and that's good off the glass. 57-52 Ohio State. 2:09 to play. Thornton knocked away. Hepburn got it. Bounds. Last touch by Thornton. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. I got to tell you, I had a line in that Wall shot. And I thought we had a better chance of winning the Super Lotto than he did of making that shot.
I was just going to chastise him for not getting the ball to Sejan out at the top of the key.
57-52 Ohio State. 2:05 remaining. Both teams have one timeout available. Badgers have the possession arrow. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Chucky glides off to the left side against Gale. Back in there. High screen Wall. Hepburn on the dribble. Steps back. Can't get loose. Feeds Max Klesmit. Right corner. They get him covered up. And a foul. Or rather knocked out of bounds. Boy, quick recovery on Klesmit. 9 to shoot. 1:54 to play. 57-52. Ohio State leads Wisconsin. Max Klesmit. Front court sideline. Rival inbound. Klesmit looks and still looks. Got to get it in and get it into Wall. Tyler on the right side. 5 to shoot. Wall against Suing. Wall right block. Out to Max. Open 3 straight on. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Roddy Gale for Ohio State. Gale throws to Okpara. Flip to Thornton. A minute 40 to play. Thornton across the mid-stride. 5-point lead Ohio State. Thornton against Hepburn. Timeout Ohio State. 18 to shoot. 1:34 to play. 57-52, Ohio State leads Wisconsin.
It was a good look, too, for Klesmit, wasn't it?
It was.
You could tell when he released the ball, he was kind of willing it or trying to will it into the basket.
Well, they have worked like crazy to make this interesting. Down by 27, 4.5 minutes into the second half. The Badgers are within 5 with a minute 34 remaining.
We've had a streak here of threes from the Sejan to Chucky Hepburn to Tyler Wall.
A 19-2 run for the Badgers. Another Buckeye scoring drought that is approaching 3 minutes. I mean, this was a blowout until it wasn't.
Yeah, when you have a 19-2 run and still trail by 5.
Yeah, that tells you that you dug yourself a rather sizable hole. Wisconsin 11-7 this season in games decided by 5 points or less. Ohio State 1-7 in such games. Crowell, Wall, Hepburn, Klesmit, and Sejan, the 5 on the floor for Wisconsin. Chris Holtman has burned his final timeout. And they'll break the huddle with McNeil, Suing, Sensabaugh, Thornton, and Okpara. Both teams have committed 8 fouls, so it's still the 1-1. The Badgers just trying to get a stop here. 18 on the shot clock for the Buckeyes. Suing, front court sideline, left will inbound. And he'll throw it backcourt for Bruce Thornton. Thornton met at the mid-stripe by Chucky Hepburn. Thornton gets it across the timeline. And that's intended for McNeil. It's deflected out of bounds by Sejan. 11 to shoot, 1:27 to play. 57-52 Ohio State. Suing in to Thornton, 10 to shoot. Thornton against Hepburn, throwing to McNeil at the right point. 5 to shoot. McNeil, and he got bumped by Hepburn at the top of the circle. And a hedge out on McNeil, a 1-1 now for McNeil, who is an 88% free throw shooter, 36 out of 41 for the year. That's the 3rd foul on Chucky and the 9th on Wisconsin. A 1-1 here for
Sean McNeil, front end on the way, and it's good. 58-52, Ohio State. Isaac Likely checking in for Bryce Sensabaugh. Second free throw coming up for McNeil. He's had himself a night, 16 points. Second free throw is good, 59-52 Ohio State. Now Gale comes in for McNeil. So Holtman playing some offense, defense here. Badgers down 7 with a minute 20 remaining. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Chucky will jog it up quickly to the front court, left sideline. Hepburn off the wall screen. Chucky, 3 in the air, right of the circle. Short, no good. Rebound to Isaac Likely, and then Asijan reaching in is called for the foul, and Ohio State now in the double bonus. 109 remaining, 59-52, the Buckeyes.
No margin of error when you fall behind is... Bigly, as the Badgers have in this game, you have to be flawless, and we've seen the last couple of misses have left that door open now for Ohio State to close it.
Likely not a good foul shooter. He is 13 of 28 this season. Buckeyes are in the double bonus. Badgers just 4 of 19 from the three-point line tonight, 4 of 12 in the second half. First free throw, Likely, is good. And it's 60-52, Ohio State with a minute 9 to play. More coming up for Likely. Very good career at Oklahoma State. Grad transfer to the Ohio State program. Second free throw rattles out, no good. And they'll get Akpara over the back. I think it's Steven Crowell. Foul is called. So a chance for the Badgers to get a little work done with the clock stopped. And to the other end we go. First foul on Akpara, the 9th on Ohio State. And Steven Crowell will shoot a 1-1. Sensabaugh and McNeil will come back in for Likely and Gale. Jordan Davis in for Connor Asijan, so you're seeing both coaches play some offense, defense.
It's the kind of gift that you really need if you make your free throws here.
109 to play, 60-52 Ohio State. Crowell, a 59% free throw shooter. 6 points all in the first half. Front end for Crowell is good. And the Badgers are within 7. One more coming for Steven Crowell, averaging 11.5 points a game. Free throw on the way, and that's good. 60-54 Ohio State. Gilmore in for Crowell. Badgers back to within 6 with 69 seconds to play. And now Justice Suing will inbound. Press is on. No one on Suing. Inbounds pass McNeil. McNeil against Jordan Davis. Knocked it away, then went off of McNeil and out of bounds. Davis forced the turnover. They may take a look at it at under 2 minutes, and they will. It looked like it went off of McNeil. But good work by Jordan Davis to initiate. So at under 2, you can check the monitor in these instances. 106 to play. Call on the floor is it's Wisconsin ball. 60-54, Ohio State leads Wisconsin.
One of the things we've seen with Greg Gard, too, fairly frequently when he wants more mobility on defense, he puts Carter Gilmore in. Yep. He's saying you can switch everything.
Yep. Coaches have been very complimentary of, you mentioned this a few times this season, they've been very complimentary of what Carter Gilmore has given them. I talked to Carter recently, and he knows he needs to be more of a threat on the offensive end, but you know, it's all step by step. As it was a disappointing year for him last year, really dedicated himself at the offseason, and he has filled his role well this season for the Badgers. Brian Dorsey and Keith Kimble continue to look at the courtside monitor. Call on the floor is that it was deflected off of McNeil last. There's havoc created by Jordan Davis.
Davis has created a lot here in the second half.
Yeah.
Both ends.
His first 25 minutes could not have gone worse for Wisconsin, but my goodness, how this team has fought back to at least have a chance here. This is a, it seems like a long time ago now, but this is a Wisconsin team that lost at the buzzer to Kansas, won at Marquette. I mentioned those two teams because they could have the chops to go to the Final Four. But it seems like it's such a long time ago now as we have seen this Badger team struggle so much with consistency in Big Ten play. And now the review will hold what the call on the floor was. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. 106 remaining, 60-54, Ohio State. Gilmore stays in there. Klesman, Asijan, Wall, and Hepburn. The five on the floor for the Badgers. Thornton likely suing Eugene Brown and Roddy Gale for Ohio State. Hepburn left side lining the corner. Inbounds pass to Klesman. Cuts off the wing to the rim. Reverse layup knocked away. Foul called. Boy, Klesman, that was quite the drive, running back, hitting the gap, and he gets fouled, and he'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, he bounced off the first tackler. No whistle.
Jeez. Eugene Brown on the stop, otherwise known as a foul. That's his third. Max Klesman will shoot two with 103 to play. First free throw, Klesman is in and out, no good. Max with 1 point tonight, one of three at the foul line. Sensible and McNeil back in. Gale and likely out. 60-54. Ohio State with 63 seconds to play. And Ohio State out of timeouts. Badgers still have one available. Wisconsin has the possession arrow. Both teams are now in the double bonus. Second free throw coming up for Max Klesman. Takes deep breath. And the free throw's on the way, and it's good. 60-55, Ohio State. That guy's inbounding. No one on him. Otherwise, full court press is on. Thornton looking. Walms right. Throws to Suing. Suing it knocked away. Wall, but a foul called on Tyler Wall. And Justice Suing will go to the line for two shots. He's 3 of 4 at the line tonight. He has 14 points in the game. He's a 74% free throw shooter.
And throughout his career, whether it be at Cal or Ohio State, he's lived at the free throw line. If you take a look at the replay, the crowd didn't like the reaction to the official.
Mentioned Suing had that streak, 19 of 19 over six games, 3 out of 4 tonight. He shoots two with 102 to play. First free throw, Suing in the air, no good. The siege in for Davis. Likely and Gale back in. Sensible and McNeil out. 60-55, Ohio State. 102 remaining. Second free throw coming up for Justice Suing. He missed the first. Second one on the way, and that's good. 61-55, Ohio State. 102 to play. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Hepburn against Gale. 1 minute to play. Chucky front court left. High screen Wall. Hepburn out high. Take a look at the rim. Puts it on the deck. Drives the lane. Pushed it up and in. Hepburn pulls the Badgers within four. 52.6 seconds to play. 61-57 Ohio State. Badgers get the press set up. Thornton shuffles to his left. Moves to his right. Throws it into Suing. Wall closing quickly on Suing. Puts it on the floor. Wall fouls him. 49.4 to play. As Tyler Wall picked up his fourth foul, 49.4 seconds remaining, 61-57 Ohio State. Justice Suing, who split a pair of free throws a moment ago, will step back to the line. Buckeyes 9 of 14 at the foul line, the Badgers 11 of 16. Suing with 15 points in the game. 4 point lead Ohio State, 49.4 seconds remaining. First free throw for Suing on the way, and it's off the left side iron, no good. Akpara checks back in for the Buckeyes and for Eugene Brown. Second free throw coming up for Justice Suing. After missing the first, the
Left-hander eyes the rim. Second free throw on the way, and that's good. 62-57 Ohio State. 49.4 seconds to play. Inbounds pass to Carter Gilmore. Quickly to Hepburn. 45 seconds to play. Hepburn out high. A hedge of the screen for Mike Parra. Throw to Asijan. Connor to the line. Lost the handle. Goes to the floor. Ball is loose. Klesman dives for it. They get a tie-up. Held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin. With 34.7 to play. Boy, Asijan had a good look at a three, didn't he?
Just handle it cleanly, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't. He fumbled the ball.
62-57, Ohio State, 34.7 seconds to play. Whatever you get it quickly. Greg Gard still has a timeout in his pocket. It'll be Chucky Hepburn inbounding, baseline left. As maybe Wisconsin's, what do we got here? They're going over to the monitor yet again. Okay. Maybe checking time, perhaps. Game clock showing 34.7 seconds remaining. 62-57. Ohio State leading Wisconsin.
Well, you were thinking exactly what I was thinking, though, because it happened right in front of us where Asijan came around the screen.
Yep.
Had a lot of space separation, and he hasn't had much of that against Thornton. He's been dogged in his pursuit of Asijan from the very beginning today.
Brian Dorsey and Keith Kimball over there at the monitor. 34.7 seconds remaining. Ohio State 62, Wisconsin 57. It was a held ball, the possession arrow to Wisconsin. So I think it might be just checking the time here. And perhaps the shot clock. Although with a held ball, so the shot clock should be right. So the clock is right. Both game and shot clock. Game clock at 34.7, shot clock at 20. Wisconsin ball, Badgers down 5, 62-57. Chucky Hepburn will be inbounding, baseline left. Gilmore, Klesman, Asijan, and Wall out there with Chucky. Hepburn looking and looking, still looking, and lobs it out. Tyler Wall will retrieve in the backcourt. 33 seconds left. Wall to the line, Wall down the lane, Wall to the rim, goes up, missed badly. Rebound, Akpara for Ohio State. He gets fouled with 27.9 seconds to play.
It was one of those drives by Tyler Wall where he didn't have good balance, tried to score with his left hand, and just was a lot of sorts.
Yep. Carter Gilmore called for the foul. That's his third. 27.9 seconds to play. 5-point lead for Ohio State. And Felix Akpara, who is 14 of 22 at the foul line this season, will step up for two shots. 2 points in the game, averages about four per. First attempt on the way, no good. Too long. Still 62-57 Ohio State. Buckeyes led 47-20 with 15 and a half minutes to play. And the Badgers have made it interesting. Second free throw for Akpara on the way, and that's good. 63-57 the Buckeyes. The mouth pass to Hepburn, down to 25 seconds to play. Hepburn front court left side, Reeves to his right, 22 seconds. Chucky throws to Wall, takes a three straight away, and it's short, no good. Rebound likely for Ohio State, pinned inside, loops it out of there to Roddy Gale, left side of the front court, and he is fouled by Asijan with 11.2 to play.
Well, the last two possessions, Wisconsin wasn't able to get the ball in the hands of their three-point shooters.
Nope. And three-point shooting has been a massive struggle tonight.
Sure, yes.
4 for 20. 4 for 13, all the makes here in the second half. Roddy Gale doesn't shoot a lot of free throws, but he gets two here, and he's good with the first. And Ohio State now on the brink of putting this one away. 64-57 the Buckeyes, 11.2 seconds remaining.
Second free throw coming up for the freshman out of Niagara Falls, Roddy Gale. Second free throw is good. And it's 65-57 Ohio State. 10 seconds left. Hepper in front court, right side. Chucking a deep three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the air and a whistle and a foul called. Looks like against Gale of Ohio State with 5.2 seconds to play. And free throws coming up for Carter Gilmore, who is 2 of 2 at the line tonight. 65-57 Ohio State. Carter Gilmore will shoot two. 6'7 junior out of Heartland. And the first free throw is no good, too long. Takes the ball on McNeil in one more time. Gale will likely sit down. Crowell in there for Klesmet. 5.2 seconds to play. 65-57. Ohio State. Second free throw, Gilmore, and it rolls off the right side iron. No good. Comes out the Connor Assegian, tries a three right corner. Missed it. Wall the rebound. The game is over, and Ohio State will advance. Well, the Badgers dug themselves a massive hole, trailing by 27 points with 15 and a half minutes remaining. And they got it to within five. They made it interesting, but that was just too deep of a hole to try to crawl out of here today. As now the Badgers go into a holding pattern, but they know that they're done here in Chicago this week.
What's a line from the movie Airplane? The Badgers picked a bad week to have their worst half of the season.
Yep. Yeah.
And got into that deep, deep hole. Battled back. It's about as well as you could expect. You have to make every play just about to really execute that type of comeback from a minus 27. It gave everybody something to cheer about, at least in the second half, but it's still not enough, and they came up short.
The Buckeyes came out with tremendous intensity in this game and, you know, really threatened to make this thing a laugher. They led 36-18 at the half, and as I mentioned, got it to 47-20. Their physicalness, as you talked about, just their overall defensive intensity, and then that led to terrific shot-making in the first half of the Buckeyes, and just too much to overcome for Wisconsin as the Badgers now 17-14, and we will see what lies ahead for this team this season. Final score, Ohio State 65, Wisconsin 57. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Ohio State holds off Wisconsin here tonight, 65-57. I got to be honest, I didn't think I'd be using the words holds off Wisconsin tonight. And Ohio State led by 18 at the half, by as many as 27 in the second half. And the Badgers, I said a moment ago, they got within five. They actually got to within four in the final minute, but just could not complete the comeback as Ohio State moves on to take on Iowa tomorrow.
I don't know if it was realistic or not, but I just had that sense of the next basket, and they had a number of possessions where if you get that next basket, then you might see Ohio State really tighten up, because things had completely reverse themselves. I guess when you look at these two games and how they played themselves out, I mean, Ohio State was a team mumbling to itself in Columbus after getting it to within two after trailing by 18 in the second half.
And what was that? Was it 4 years ago in Columbus, Wisconsin had the big lead. Ohio State rallied to force overtime. You're thinking, okay, maybe we'd have a little turnabout there, but not to be, is the flaws for this Wisconsin team and the erratic offense. And, you know, sometimes we talk about how good defense can lead to good offense. Well, sometimes bad offense can lead to bad defense, and I think we saw that with Wisconsin. We saw some lazy passes in the first half, and Ohio State getting those, as basketball coaches will use the football term, some pick sixes off of that. Wisconsin cleaned that up in the second half, while Ohio State was guilty of 16 turnovers, but yeesh, you get behind like that when you're offensively challenged to begin with, and you, as you said, you got to do everything right, and the other team still got to help you.
The thing again that's disappointing watching this play itself out is that the Badgers didn't respond a little bit earlier to what they were faced with today. Yeah. That physicality was there from the start, from the onset, but they didn't adjust to it until really in the second half.
And in the second half, you could see them like trying to get something going early in the paint. They get a couple early misses. Ohio State hits them with a couple of quick buckets, and it just went from bad to worse for the Badgers. But, you know, to their credit, flawed as they are, offensively challenged as they are, they got to within four in the final minute. Tyler Wall led the way. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds. Connor Recesian with 11 points. It was a tough night shooting, though, for the freshman. 4 of 13 from the field, 1 of 7 from the arc, but Connor did pull down 8 rebounds in the game. Stephen Crowell with 6 points. Jordan Davis with 7 points and 4 rebounds. Chucky Hepburn with 6 points. And 2 apiece for Max Klutzman, Kamari McGee, and Carter Gilmore. Ohio State gets 17 points from Sean McNeil. Really played well. 10 in the first half, and then adds 7 more in the second half. 16 points for Justice Suing. 15 for Bruce Thornton. Bryce Sensabaugh with 9 points and 11 rebounds. 4 for Roddy Gale Jr. 3 for Felix Akpara. And 1 for Isaac Likely. Ohio State wins 65-57. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At Menards, save big money with 11% off everything. Update your home with Great Lakes vinyl plank flooring. Heritage has a realistic wood grain look and is durable and waterproof to handle whatever life throws at it. It's easy to install and has added comfort with an attached pad. Heritage vinyl plank is only $329 a square foot after 11% rebate. Good through March 12th, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Ohio State will advance to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow afternoon. Buckeyes 65, Wisconsin Badgers 57. Wisconsin shooting not quite 35% for the field in this game. And to shoot 30, ended up shooting 37% in the second half. But 34.5% for the game, just 4 of 22 from 3 and 11 of 18 at the free throw line. Ohio State ends up 52% from the field. And they did the overwhelming majority of their damage in the first half. 6 of 13 from the arc, 13 of 20 at the foul line. Buckeyes end up a plus 3 on the glass. Paint points to Wisconsin, 34 to 24. 16 turnovers for Ohio State, 10 for the Badgers. Second chance points, 15-5 in favor of Wisconsin. But again, just firing way too many blanks. They had their runs in the second half, but... You shoot the way that they've shot it, and you're going to struggle to win games, and we've seen that throughout the season with Wisconsin.
And I think we both thought, too, that Wisconsin would be able to attack Ohio State's interior, especially without having a valuable player like Zed Key attacking maybe the inexperience more so than anything else of Zach Parr, knowing that their backup there is playing out of position, Eugene Brown, and yet they just couldn't get anything established, any type of continuity, whether it be inside or outside. They needed to maybe hit a three or two in the first half to loosen up that defense a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. They just couldn't do that. Could not knock down a shot. I thought, and we mentioned that Ohio State did a really good job in the perimeter. Bruce Thornton played very well.
It was terrific.
It really was. Both ends of the floor for Ohio State, a team that really for at least 25 minutes tonight and maybe closer to 30 at the end of it all, played more like the team that started the season 10-3 and not the team that lost 9 straight. And then now they have won 3 of their last 4, but their only path to the tournament is to win this Big Ten tournament, as their record still just 14-19. The Badgers at 17-14. I can't say that I'm oozing with optimism that they're going to see their name pop up on Sunday. There are some numbers crunchers who could tell you that it's still a possibility that they'll have to wait it out. And if it isn't there, there are decisions to be made as to whether this team would be in the NIT, and that's the, well, cross that bridge, I guess, but it was just a disappointing end to a, you know, we talked about Ohio State's strong start this season. The Badgers played really well in the portion of the season. Remember, this was a team that started 3-0 in the Big Ten, not to mention some of those impressive non-conference wins, but just that lack of ability to sustain anything, which, Mike, you could say is the story of the league this season. Even Purdue, although it's clearly the best team in the league, but it's going to be interesting to see in this league who, if anyone, can do damage in the NCAA tournament.
It really comes down to that matchup. I know it's cliche, and we talk about it every year at this time, type of matchups you get in the tournament. If you're healthy, if you're playing well or not, it has a lot to do with some of these teams in the Big Ten have pretty much solidified their spot in the Big Dance some time ago, and now it's just a matter of fine-tuning everything through this tournament. And, you know, the critics will look at the Big Ten and say, you beat yourself up, you got nothing left, the start of the dance.
Yeah, and they're also going to say the league's not very good either.
No, which is easy. It's an easier comment to make. It's really accurate, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. No, just the way the league is. I think, you know, I think from our perspective, I think I can speak for both of us, it's been a crazy entertaining season of Big Ten basketball because you don't know what to expect. I guess you expect close games, but it's just, you know, a year where Northwestern ends up as a 2 seed and was just that close to being a 9 seed this tournament. It created a lot of tense games throughout the season. But I get it from a Badger fan's perspective, a maddening season as well. These guys aren't stupid. These coaches know that they've got the